The U.S. government has designated Jamaa Islamiya, an Islamic group operating in Southeast Asia, a foreign terrorist organization. This means it's a crime to provide support for the group. Its members cannot get U.S. visas, and its assets in U.S. banks are frozen. The move follows by 12 days, the bombing of a nightclub in the Indonesian resort island of Bali that killed more than 180 people, an attack in which Jamaa Islamiya is a prime suspect. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on the group and its suspected links to Al-Qaeda.
The State Department says Jamaa Islamiya's goal is the creation of an Islamic State in what is now Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and the southern Philippines. U.S. officials say the group planned attacks against U.S. and other targets in Singapore late last year. The spiritual leader of the group, Abu Bakar Bashir, was arrested by Indonesian authorities last Saturday, exactly 1 week after the Bali bombing, for his alleged role in a series of church bombings in Indonesia in late 2000. Rohan Gunaratna, author of Inside Al-Qaeda, says Jamaa Islamiya was almost certainly behind the Bali blast as well.
The only terrorist group that has both the intention and the capability to conduct attack of this scale, terrorist operation that is so professional, is Jamaa Islamiya, Al-Qaeda's Southeast Asian network.
A report issued 2 months ago by the Brussels-based International Crisis Group says that all the Indonesians so far suspected of having links with Al-Qaeda have been Jamaa Islamiya members. Sydney Jones, project director for the International Crisis Group's office in Jakarta, says Jamaa Islamiya was born more than two decades ago as a loose coalition of Islamic research groups and study centers.
How this loosely organized network of small study groups became an organization based in Malaysia and Singapore with leadership from Indonesia, nobody has explained satisfactorily. There's some sort of association linking all of these people together, and some of the people who have been linked together are very bad people.
Rohan Gunaratna, author of Inside Al-Qaeda, says the unifying force is Jamaa Islamiya's operational leader, a 36-year-old Indonesian cleric known as Hambali. Hambali fought with the Afghan Mujahideen against the Soviets, then returned to Southeast Asia in the early 90s to continue the armed struggle there. Gunaratna says Hambali helped build Jamaa Islamiya into a regional organization and facilitated what he calls Al-Qaeda's infiltration of the group, both ideologically and operationally.
Hambali is the military commander of JI, and he's one of the best operational commanders of Al-Qaeda as well, because he serves on both Al-Qaeda and JI consultative committees, what you call the Shura Council. So he has dual memberships of both these organizations.
The International Crisis Group's Sydney Jones says Hambali's involvement in Al-Qaeda was clearly established in December.
Evidence uncovered in Afghanistan linked Hambali to some Al-Qaeda operatives such as Mohammed Atef. And there was also evidence that Hambali was involved in meetings held in Malaysia that involved some of the hijackers of the September 11th.
Hambali is currently being sought by authorities in the U.S. and several other countries, but his current whereabouts are unknown. Al-Qaeda watcher Rohan Gunaratna says he has no doubt Jamaa Islamiya will attempt to carry out another major attack soon. He says there are over 400 Jamaa Islamiya operatives active in the region, many of them, like Hambali, veterans of the Afghan Jihad. In addition, Jamaa Islamiya is known to have stolen several tons of explosives to use in the attacks it planned in Singapore. Much of it, Gunaratna says, is still missing. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.